This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tol Losar being celebrated today, organizing various programs. Mobile device management system to come into full operation beginning December 30th. And at least 20 people dead in Russian illegal care home fire. Now, the news in detail. Considered to be the oldest in Losar, Tol Losar is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. This festival is celebrated in Simkot and Namkha villages of Humla, Dolpa, Mugu, Manang, Jumla and other districts as a new year. As it is celebrated by the minority castes of the Himalayan region, Tol Losar is less talked about. Cultural expert Jagaman Gurung said Tol Losar should be treated as a national holiday by the government like other Losar. The Nepal Telecommunication Authority has announced that the Mobile Device Management System, MDMS, will be fully operational beginning December 30th. In a notice issued today, the authority also requested that the mobile phones be registered by December 30th. The authority had previously implemented MDMS as a test to track and block stolen and lost mobile sets in order to discourage the illegal import, sale, distribution and use of mobile sets and further manage them. According to the rules, mobile phone sets that have not been declared in the customs will not be registered after December 30th and their operation will be prohibited. So the authority has requested that the mobile phones brought for the personal use be registered in MDMS only, with a passport, citizenship, national identity card and a notification letter. Even when purchasing a mobile phone within Nepal, it is possible to check whether the purchased mobile set is registered in the Nepal Telecommunication Authority's MDMS system or not, and to proceed with the purchase only after doing so. The indigenous Newar community of Kathmandu has supported the initiatives of Kathmandu Metropolitan City to remove illegal settlements. The Newar community also demanded to make arrangements for alternative settlements for the landless squatters in their concerned hometowns. Organizing a joint press conference by the 15 different organizations of the Newar community in Kathmandu today, they said illegal settlements on the Bagmati River bank have added challenges to Kathmandu's cultural identity. Chairperson of Newa Jatiya Mahasangh, Manoj Newa Kharki, shared that although they had supported Kathmandu Metropolitan City's move to remove illegal settlements, the inconvenience caused to the people living on the riverbank should not be ignored. The Lumbini Provincial Assembly Secretariat is going to be fully functional from Deukhuri, the capital of Lumbini Province. Secretary of the Lumbini Provincial Assembly Secretariat, Dhruvam Kumar Punamar, said all the functions of the Provincial Assembly Secretariat, which was earlier based at the temporary capital of Butuwal, will be carried out from Dang from December 26th. The Provincial Assembly Secretariat had issued a notice to inform all concerned about the beginning of its service from the permanent capital. As a result, the oath of the newly elected Provincial Assembly members will take place in Deukhuri. Likewise, other offices of all the ministries of the Lumbini province have also been established in Dang. Commercial production of potato seeds has started in Barabise Municipality 9 of Sindhupalchok district. The local community has started commercial potato cultivation in an area of 60 rupani so as to produce potato seeds. According to Pitambar Ghimire of the agriculture unit of the municipality, potato seeds are being produced with the federal government's conditional grant of rupees 2.6 million. The group will use the funds to buy tractors, fertilizers, seeds, pesticides, hire workers and other things necessary to grow potatoes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian officials have said at least 20 people have been killed after a blaze swept through a home for the elderly in the Siberian city of Kemerovo. Another 6 people were injured. The entire top floor of the 2-story building was gutted by the overnight fire. Initial reports say it may have been caused by a faulty heating boiler. Officials were quoted as saying by TASS news agency that the private home for the elderly was operating illegally. Dozens of firefighters were deployed and the blaze was extinguished early today. The governor of the region said all similar facilities would now be inspected. A criminal inquiry has been launched. In 2018, 60 people, including 37 children, died in a leisure center fire in Kemerovo. A gunman has opened fire in central Paris, killing 3 people and wounding 3 others. The attacker targeted a Kurdish central cultural center and shot members of the local community. A possible racist motive is being investigated. A suspect, aged 69, was quickly arrested and it soon emerged he had been freed from prison recently. Clashes later broke out between police and a group who had gathered at the scene in the aftermath of the attack. The unrest came after a man described by witnesses as tall, white, and elderly shot dead 2 men and a woman in the 10th district of Paris. There is no confirmed motive of the shooting, but Paris prosecutor Laurie Bicau said the suspect had previously been charged with racist violence. Police eventually detained the suspect without resistance and reportedly recovered the weapon used in the attack. Prosecutors said they had opened a murder investigation. Some 200 million Americans are feeling the icy grip of a massive winter storm that has been linked to at least 12 deaths ahead of the holiday weekend. More than 1.5 million people have lost power and thousands of flights were cancelled yesterday. The vast storm extends more than 3,200 kilometers from Texas to Quebec. A bomb cyclone, when atmospheric pressure plummets, has brought blizzard conditions to the Great Lakes on the U.S.-Canada border. In Canada, Ontario and Quebec were bearing the brunt of the Arctic blast with power cuts to hundreds of thousands. Most of the rest of the country, from British Columbia to Newfoundland, was under extreme cold and winter storm warnings. The U.S. National Weather Service, NWS, said its Friday map depicts one of the greatest extents of winter weather warnings and advisories ever. According to the tracking site FlightAware, more than 5,600 U.S. flights were cancelled yesterday as flyers battled to make it home for Christmas. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes and Bagmati Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces, with chances of light snowfall at few places in the high mountainous region today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the central and western high mountainous region. Currently, there is an influence of western low-pressure system over the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 5.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 18.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tol Losar being celebrated today, organizing various programs. Mobile device management system to come into full operation beginning December 30th. And at least 20 people dead in Russia illegal care home fire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.